It seems that groups supporting separation have decided that the time was now ripe to renew their efforts to split South Yemen from the North. Riyad Kawaji, the director of the Institute for Near East and Gulf Military Analysis in Dubai, says that separatists were initially embedded in the coalition army fighting with the official government against the Houthis, but now felt strong enough to start fighting for their own ideals again.
We've always had the separatists in the south. This is nothing new. Before the conflict in Yemen and after it, there's always parties in the south that have been calling for the cessation and the creation of a separate state in the south. Now, these groups have benefited from the current conflict with the Houthis. They were armed and integrated within the Yemeni forces to be used in the fight against the Houthis. They drove them out of Aden and other southern provinces. Now, after regaining control of most of the southern provinces, we see these separatist movements again.
That seems to play straight into the hands of the Houthis. How does the coalition react to this? Well, from reports we've heard, we see that the Emiratis were backing the separatists. I asked Mohammed Marandi, a political scientist with Tehran University in Iran, what he thought they have in mind.
The major problem is that the Saudi regime and the Emirati regime are both occupying the country through mercenaries, and so they have little incentive to remain loyal to these two countries. And the other problem is that the agenda that drives the United Arab Emirates regime and that of Saudi Arabia are different. So they are basically supporting different forces in the south of the country because those forces support the interests of the two countries separately.
He said that, in fact, these sudden actions by the separatists may reflect a split within the coalition itself. He says that the Saudis are favoring a unified Yemen, but that the Emiratis favor separation because that would mean that there is a much smaller area to take care of, which they could use for their own plans. And he says that how the Emirates, only a small country, could get a piece of the cake.
The Emiratis want to be able to use territory of Yemen for their own commercial and political as well as economic interests, and they even wish to take Yemeni territory for their own. But I think ultimately, since the overwhelming majority of the population of Yemen is opposed to this, this trend cannot continue. The Emiratis and the Saudis are running out of energy, and time has proven that Ansarullah is a force that cannot be defeated by these two regimes.
But Kawaji, who is based in the Emirates, doesn't agree. He thinks there is no split in the coalition and that this new situation may just be a minor setback.
Both the Emiratis and the Saudis are trying to calm things and to mediate to end this current conflict. It is counterproductive to have such a conflict at a very sensitive moment in which the coalition is making advances against the Houthis and the war is at the crossing roads.
But for the people in Yemen, this just means more war, more bloodshed in a conflict that the UN already described as potentially the largest humanitarian disaster in half a century.